1037.
Welcome to America Tonight. That song could be heard at a couple of different upcoming funerals, but the Ave Maria there for Mr. Ebert, if you think of movies and you think of ultimately thumbs up, thumbs down, who do you think of in the entertainment world? How many years really were they on the map? Roger Ebert getting the final thumbs up from family and friends. And that's where we start here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Some somber moments for lots of people in different fields, as I mentioned, the film critic, Ebert, and family, friends saying their final goodbyes to him. Talk about revolutionizing the industry. You would have to say he did that in his time along with his partner, and how many people liked to watch Siskel and Ebert back in the day. And it wasn't really that far or long ago, for lack of a better way to say it, that we were watching them. And then another critic stepped in after Siskel died, and that was Richard Roper. Richard Roper served as one of the pallbearers carrying Ebert's casket into the cathedral. There were a lot of people there, including Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And here's what Richard Roper had to say.
I got to see more than 1,000 movies with Roger Ebert. I got to talk about more than 1,000 movies with Roger Ebert. It was like winning the lottery every day. We argued about the movies, but we didn't really argue about other things in life. It was much more like having a big brother guiding you through the process.
Yeah, what a rare seat that he was in. Ebert reviewed movies for the Chicago Sun-Times starting in 1967, ending up with a syndicated column and then the iconic television show Siskel and Ebert at the Movies. Margaret Thatcher, Britain's first female prime minister. Big news from England, dead at the age of 87. In their later years, she had suffered several strokes. She died as a result of a stroke. Her funeral will be at St. Paul's Cathedral, full military honors, a private cremation, but no state funeral. Some people surprised by that. She served from 1975 to 1990 as the leader of the Conservative Party. She was called the Iron Lady for her political toughness. She retired from public life completely after a stroke in 2002 and then had several afterwards, didn't make a lot of public appearances. Occasionally, she did. She was known for a few things during her time as the top dog, if you will, of the British government. She emphasized nationalism and the rights, as she called it, of the individual versus those of the state. She very famously said in 1987, "There is no such thing as society," and she was part of that whole Cold War movement, you know, getting through the Cold War with the Allies, the U.S., of course, being a big one, a big ally with Ronald Reagan, very, very good friends beyond just political pals. In fact, it was Reagan who was talking about the fact that they were political soulmates. Political soulmates is what they were nicknamed, and that's what one of the close aides said about the two of them. You think about why so many people liked her and why she was such an outcast at times, too. She grew up from modest beginnings. She was the daughter of a grocer, and then she made history when at the age of 20 she gave her first political speech and ultimately was elected, as I said, the leader of the Conservative Party in 1975 when the party was in opposition. Then she became the prime minister when the Conservatives won the elections of 79, the first of three election wins where she led her party. And she certainly was. She took a big stance with the European community. It was the forerunner, if you will, to the European Union, demanding a rebate of money. London contributed to Brussels, and she was pretty clear on how she felt domestically and as far as foreign affairs were concerned. In one of her other famous phrases, she declared a Conservative Party conference at that conference that she had no intention of changing her mind. And she said to those waiting with bated breath for that favorite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say, U-turn if you want to, the ladies not for turning. And then the party went crazy, her party went crazy, screaming and yelling and all that kind of stuff. But she had controversy over Falkland Islands and the war there, so she had a few things, including she reduced or eliminated many subsidies to business. And that was a move that led a sharp rise in unemployment. And by 1986, unemployment had reached 3 million. But she won landslide re-election in 83. That was the Falklands victory. And there were a couple of other high points in her career and low points in her career, too, as well. And ultimately, she was forced to resign in 1990 during an internal leadership struggle after she introduced what they call a poll tax that was levied on community residents rather than property, and people started rioting in the streets. So Margaret Thatcher dead at the age of 87. Annette Funicello, one of the original Mouseketeers, think Disney, and think Disney movies, Frankie Avalon and Beach Blanket Bingo and all kinds of movies concerning the beach in California. She and Frankie Avalon starred in a whole bunch of those. She also, 25 years ago, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. In the beginning year, she was okay, and she started to deteriorate after that. And even though she was often in those stages, she would go to fundraisers for MS. She would talk to people with MS. She would do everything that she could to shine a light on the disease that ultimately left her in a wheelchair and a little bit shaky and whatnot. But people like to remember Annette Funicello as a Mouseketeer. And you think these days of famous Mouseketeers, three of them became big pop stars, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Britney Spears, all following that tradition of being in the Mickey Mouse Club. But originally, it started back in the years of Annette Funicello when she was just a kid, and that really put her on the map with Disney and put her, I think, in a position where she was able to go on and transition into those movies and had won over so many people that they would flock to go and see her and Frankie Avalon. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with North Korea and a few other things happening in Afghanistan. Sad story about a U.S. diplomat, very, very young, killed in Afghanistan. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Tonight, a big shout out to everybody listening to us in Japan. You're starting to get a lot of email from that region, only I can't interpret it. I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese. Not yet. Maybe we need to send Matt back to school so we can learn to speak some Japanese and we can interpret some of that email. Sad story here. Anne Shmeganoff lived in a secured compound, but she decided she wanted to get out. She wanted to help people. She was a diplomat in Afghanistan, just 25 years old. She was delivering books to a school in southern Afghanistan. A suicide bomb smashed into her convoy, a bomber, killing Shmeganoff and four others. She's the first U.S. diplomat killed since what happened in September, the attack in Benghazi in Libya, and it's just another reminder of how tough it is to be in that line of work and be in Afghanistan. I mean, the conditions are incredibly harsh there, and she was young and starting out her career, and it was something that she always wanted to do, and she was doing it, but she wanted to be out there among the people and helping them. So unfortunately, the convoy was hit, and there was nothing anyone could do. It was too late by then. Boy, Afghanistan, can we not get out of there fast enough? 2014 It's right there in front of our faces. Before you know it, we will be gone from Afghanistan. And sadly, her sacrifice and others, I wonder if it's for naught or there is something, I hope, left behind for the people in Afghanistan that they can hang on to once there's more of a pullout by the U.S. We're seeing this happen more and more with coffee shops, and I only point it out because we do a segment once in a while called It's Your Business. There was a thing called Caribou Coffee. They are closing 80 stores, but what they're doing is rebranding. That's like a new word that people run around talking about. I can teach you how to rebrand. So it's a Minneapolis-based company, and they're converting 88 others, those locations, 88 others, to Pete's Coffee and Tea Shops in 18 months, they say. They looked at the business, and they started to look at the performance, blah, 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 and that they had underperforming stores, really, or is it people not spending money? So the critically endangered areas like Starbucks land, which is everywhere, is probably where they decided to pull some stores out. And you think about this company. I've been there several times because they have them in other places in the country. And about 6,000 people or so were part of the group just 3 or 4 months ago, worked there. As of 2009, revenue was $262 million, and it was founded in 1992. But Starbucks is the killer of all others who try to make coffee. The king of the coffee forest, as Starbucks has been dubbed, had revenue of $13.3 billion. In 2012, $13.3 billion. That is crazy. That is a crazy amount of cash coming in. It's because they do things like put a Starbucks on one corner and across the street. They have another Starbucks. They, in urban areas, keep them really small inside, and they're just churning and burning through the coffee in the morning. There's a Starbucks coffee shop maybe 2 miles, maybe less than that, probably a mile from the Capitol. It's at the Capitol Hyatt. It's across the street from it, and it is just jammed. You think they were giving away free coffee and pastries and whatever. Every day that I spent in Washington, where I was close by, that's what I saw. I could not believe the amount of people who waited in line. Could not believe it. And that's what happens. Others come along, but they cannot hang with Starbucks. 787, speaking of cannot hang, it looks like this plane is going to do more than hang in a hangar. United Airlines is going to resume flying the Dreamliner in May. This is all pending regulatory approval, but it's looking pretty good. It was that whole battery problem thing. The United aircraft is the only U.S. air carrier that flies the wide-body jet, a signal that the world's biggest carrier says that others are likely to make plans to resume service in the next couple of weeks with Dreamliners, and also that Boeing aggressively promoted but failed to really look internally and find that problem, which was with the lithium-ion battery system, after fires in Boston and Japan had them looking into it. So the FAA is going to review some of the tests, and they've got to sign off on the redesign, but it's looking pretty good. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the Dreamliner will not be allowed back until Boeing proves the new design is safe. And they're putting a huge bet on this. 50 Dreamliners were flying worldwide at the time of its grounding. So the world's largest aircraft manufacturer has orders for several hundreds in the pipeline. So you have to think they're on pins and needles, because building that and the amount of people that it takes and everything else, they'll be able to jump right into it and have work on that anyway, the Dreamliner, for a long time to come, if we're talking about a lot of planes. Shame on the Catholic Church for what we keep finding again and again and again. this time Philadelphia, two Catholic priests accused of doing some unfit things, 78-year-old Joe Gallagher and Mark Gaspar, 43, two of the 26 priests suspended by the diocese in Philly after a 2011 grand jury investigation into the handling of child sex abuse allegations. They were placed on administrative leave while the church looked into the allegations of abuse and misconduct. And after reviewing a bunch of facts, they say they pushed the boundaries, even though they're retired. One was retired, one was suspended. There's a wrongful death suit filed against the archdiocese by the family of Daniel Neal, who killed himself in 2009 after his allegations, imagine this, were deemed not credible by the church. And a grand jury report says Neal reported that Gallagher repeatedly touched him when he was a minor and served as an altar boy. And these stories are just constant stories. Constant. I mean, this is definitely a huge problem that has not gone away. I mean, these guys need to do perp walks is what they need. To have that happen and imagine what that guy was carrying around with him that he would take his life because he just couldn't live with it anymore and then couldn't live with the fact that they basically called him a liar. And imagine how that weighed heavy, had to have, on his mind. He was an altar boy, revered priest, because that's what he was supposed to do. And then this is what was happening. I mean, is this endemic to other pastors, other people in other religions? The Catholic Church, as my friend Anne-Marie said to me, has raised it to an incredible art form. And it is very, very sad when you think of the children who became grown men who had their lives just wrecked, ripped in half, and have to emotionally somehow deal with that baggage. So let's hope they go after them hard and heavy and see that justice is served, at least in this case. 26 priests, a couple of them suspended in 2011, 9 found unsuitable for the ministry, 8 found suitable. Wow, my, oh my. Any thoughts on the show? Remember, you can always kick them to me. Hit me up on americatonight.net. Stay tuned. Much more to come. Over the Wall.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Corporation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
About all of you who like to email. I think it's the most thoughtful audience I've been around, because I have had plenty of people who have emailed shows that I've been on, but not to the extremes that many of you go to. So bravo. You like to think about it and then you email. Remember, you can always give us a call too and throw in your two cents at 855-266-5283. Thatcher, thumbs up, thumbs down. She was a polarizing figure. Did she do what she should have done for England in some very important years? Or was she a bust and did she cater to the bankers and the fat cats and capitalism? I say she did do that. She did push for capitalism, which was great for England, because they were drowning in socialism. They were drowning in problems. And she was smart, I think, to surround herself by the people that helped pull them out of the fire. Now a lot of people are saying it's Maggie Thatcher who put them in the mess and the trail that they're on now, but it's very easy to blame the person who's very removed from the PM job. So I would say that that's incorrect. I think she did an excellent job, was a strong leader as the Prime Minister of England in times that needed tight calls that weren't about pleasing people but were about getting a country back on course. And that's exactly what happened. during a Cold War era. So many of you had things to say about Maggie Thatcher, even a few people, Annette Funicella, Mickey Mouse Club, remember, beach blanket, bingo kind of thing. Frankie Avalon was paired with her in a bunch of movies. She died at the age of 70. Thatcher dies at the age of 87. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Liz checks in and says, hey, Kate, two big deaths, very big extremes. Annette Funicella seemed like a class act. I saw her when she had just gotten sick and had talked about what how debilitating it was, but didn't shy away from doing interviews when she could and whatnot. In fact, a friend of mine actually worked with Annette Funicella. And you look at the old footage of her, I'm still pretty young, I'm 38, but I have looked at it with my mom, who remembers Annette Funicella, and she was a beauty in her day. So I would say to the family of Annette Funicella, in one way, since she suffered for a very long time with multiple sclerosis, it may have been a relief. Yeah, she had it for 25 years, and a lot of that time, it was rough. I mean, she had it pretty rough when she got that diagnosis in 1987, and she was a big time connected to, you know, Disney. She was considered to be one of the Disney legends because she was an original Mouseketeer. And think of people who have been Mouseketeers: Justin Timberlake, Britney was a Mouseketeer, Christina Aguilera in modern times. And back then, she was the star of the show, the bikini movies, and Frankie Avalon, and all the whole thing with the beach and whatnot. All right, here's one from Jacob who says, Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, bravo. She didn't get enough credit, in my opinion, Kate. And that's because the world revolves around socialist ideas, always on the fringes. That country was collapsing in the middle thanks to that, and she took no prisoners. She did what she had to do in a scary time. As you remember, Margaret Thatcher was almost killed by the Irish, but their attempts did not knock her off. So she was tough when she had to be. And she did what she had to do to rule a country, so to speak. She was the prime minister, but to get a country back on its feet. Yeah, they really blast her a lot in England. And I said this before, but history-wise, it's worth repeating. From 75 to 90, she was the leader of the Conservative Party. And the reason she got the name was because she was politically very, very tough. She retired from public life after a stroke in 2002. She had a bunch of strokes as a result. She died from a stroke on Monday. She didn't make very many public appearances in her final months. She even missed a reception when it was her 85th birthday that was hosted by the Prime Minister David Cameron. And she skipped a few other things that she would probably have liked to be at, but her health was not very good. When she was at the helm of the British government, she was about the rights of the individual versus the state. That's the best way to put it. She declared and was ripped in half for it in some quarters for saying there is no such thing as society. She said that in the late 80s and then earned her nickname. And if you remember the Cold War and what was happening at the time, she was a major player in ending that. Major player. And became ultimately friendly with Mikhail Gorbachev. And it's interesting because if you know anything about the history of Thatcher, she had humble beginnings. She was a grocer's daughter, so a very modest background, but went to Oxford and was involved in politics from a very, very young age. In fact, gave her first political speech at the age of 20 years old. More people learned about Thatcher through the movie The Iron Lady, where Meryl Streep played Maggie Thatcher. So lover, hater, think she did a terrible job, think she did a great job. She definitely is iconic in a sense. She was forced to resign in 1990 because there was a lot of struggles, leadership struggles, after she introduced a poll tax on community residents rather than property. It was unpopular. It led to more riots again after she had ended the riots. They started up again, so there were more riots. And initially she won a landslide election, re-election, all that kind of stuff. But eventually all of that eroded away. And she escaped an IRA terrorist bombing at her hotel in Brighton, very, very close to getting Maggie Thatcher, but they did not get her. And after she was done in 1990, she was awarded the U.S. Medal of Freedom by President George H.W. Bush in 1991. That was just after she stepped down as PM, and she also was awarded many, many things afterwards. And, you know, she attended Reagan's funeral in 2004, saying even in a pre-recorded video that Reagan was a great president, a great American, and a great man, and that she had lost a dear friend, and she certainly had had her share of ups and downs in her personal life as well, you know, through her family and whatnot, but always remained with the same man, Dennis Thatcher, who she married when she was young, and they had a couple of kids. So Britain's first female, dead at the age of 87. A couple other quick reactions to that. One from the Mookster, who says Thatcher was the bomb. I don't understand how anyone can say she was a bust. Of course, that's people who want to live on the dole, as the Brits say. They want socialism, and they want it in this country. Margaret Thatcher would never stand for that. Here's one from Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie says Thatcher was a bum. Really, honestly, I think just because she was a woman, they built her up as the greatest prime minister in British history. But really, she did exactly what her party wanted her to do, to the detriment of the people in England. See, I don't agree with that. If you think of the times, it wasn't to the detriment of the people. The people were drowning in it. Something had to be done to change what was going on. There wasn't enough money to come up with all these jobs. There wasn't enough money to support socialism, and capitalism started to thrive. The individual started to thrive more under Thatcher. So I suppose if you were somebody who was waiting for the handout versus somebody who was pursuing whatever it was they were pursuing career-wise, it's a different take on it. And conservative versus capitalism mixed in there, or anti-capitalism. And I suppose that's why there were a lot of people that were also made her an outcast. So she was, it was like the two faces, the two masks. She was an icon and an outcast without a doubt. Without a doubt. There are people now that would say, man, we need another Margaret Thatcher. We need somebody who knows how to attack the economy. And that's what she did. She revolutionized the approach to their failing economy in England. If you have something to say, you can do it by hitting me up through the miracle of snail mail, like all of those people did. AmericaTonight.net.
Bruce. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
America tonight, the big story in the world of sports anyway, for sports shorts, has to be this, my friends, and I know you're saying, oh, Kate Delaney, why are you telling us about sports? Because Dan, Dookie, Paul, John, and Bob all say they won their brackets. I don't know if I believe that. Michigan fails in its attempt. Louisville wins the national title. 82-76. It was a really good game if you invested any time in it because, you know, Louisville was trailing this one. Michigan looked like they were going to pull it out, but in the end, it was the Cardinals who roared up and lived up to the billing as the overall seed in the tournament, but it was not easy. There were four straight three-pointers that made a big difference, and the big difference was Luke Hancock off the bench. His hot hand really helped Louisville get back into it because he was able to break the spell that Michigan was working, And I'll tell you, it didn't look that way if you tuned in, like I said, earlier in the game. What a great year. What an exciting finish to the college basketball season. Matt Johnson, many of you asked about Matt because I've mentioned it now several times on the air that he was in a pool and he was close to winning the pool. Matt, people want to know the end of the saga, what happened?
Well, I ended up in third place, so I still win a little bit, but not
Yay.
As much as I wanted to. And if I would have done things a little differently, I ended up actually, even though I got I had Michigan winning it, I did have Louisville in the title game as well. And if I would have picked a couple other games correctly, I still would have been able to win because I actually finished about 5 or 6 points, I think, total out of first place.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's a little disappointing, but you can't win them all.
Nope, and at least you walk away with some profit. That's the key thing, because so many other people in these basketball pools for March Madness, really, they don't walk away with anything. They're just another number. It's tough to do. Sometimes there's a lot of people entered in them, so that's pretty exciting to at least get something, although it would have been nice to win the whole thing. And that's not what Louisville has to worry about. They are celebrating. They won the whole thing. And man, what a year it's been for Rick Pitino. He gets named to the Hall of Fame, and then his team wins the national title again. You think about the injured guard on that squad, Kevin Ware, people likening his injury to Joe Theismann's, that it was replayed over and over and over again. He landed and snapped his leg and was left just writhing, is the best way to say it, on the floor with bones sticking through the skin, and he had to sort of hobble along now in this winning moment on crutches, but he was there, and he was a big part of this team, a really big part of this team, even in the run to the finish here. So good for him that he was able to do that, because, boy, it was scary looking a week ago. A week ago, it was not good when you thought about what happened with him, and they were able to pull it out, and now it's all about life after the season. Because remember, this is college. It seems like the buildup is so big. Doesn't it seem like it's pro? It's college. That means they go back to school, and finish up, take their finals, whatever, but all the trappings of winning and the confetti, except for that the exposures that some of these college kids will get where they could ultimately be in the draft. So that what happened here may propel them a little bit higher. And there are guys on both of these squads that could go pretty high. So that's extra looks, baby, extra looks. And a very, very, very big win. Quick story about Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was fired from Celebrity Apprentice, who cares, after he didn't spell Donald Trump's model wife Melania's name correctly. So he was booted for a spelling mistake. But have no fear, he still ended up on Saturday Night Live with a little tiny cameo. They were spoofing Kim Jong-un, and he appeared on camera, and it was pretty funny. And he said, he's Saturday Night Live. He always manages to resurrect himself, whether he's wearing a wedding gown or doing some other kinds of hijinks. Rodman, who was the ultimate rebounder in basketball, I mean, he could tell you anybody where the ball was going to go, what kind of bounce it would take. I interviewed him a couple of times, and he was actually an amazing basketball mind, even though he pulls all this nonsense that makes you chuckle or makes you think, yeah, whatever. He absolutely knows more than you would imagine about hoops, but a student of what's going to happen on the court, which is why he was such a good player. He had some raw talent, but he had hustle. I mean, he had really big hustle, and that pushed him over the top. Oh, over the top. So congratulations bouncing back to Louisville for their big win. Huge title for that school. And what's also interesting is looking at, I don't know how many people are following the whole thing, but looking at the women and, you know, what ultimately could happen with the women, too. The women also treated like rock stars if they can pull off the upset and beat Connecticut, because it would be a big upset. They'll become the second school to win both national championships in the same season. UConn did it in 2004. So Louisville has a chance to do the same thing for the women. If the women are able to do it, then then they would get that back to back. Be pretty big for that school. Wow. The women and the men. What are they doing there? What are the Cardinals made of? What's that about? You could ask that question, perhaps. You could ask that question. All right, speaking of asking the questions, Carter sent me a note about the NFL. He said, you know, you talk a lot about football. In fact, I like it when you talk about sports, so don't worry about other people who say you should just stick to politics, because it gives us a nice break from the same old wah, wah, wah. He didn't write it that way. I don't know what he was writing, but I'm just going to say wah, wah, wah. And anyway, he mentions that, did you happen to see what games start the NFL season? And I did happen to see that. Preseason starts August 16th, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Patriots. They take on the Patriots. And then on the 18th, they've got Andrew Luck and the Colts facing the Giants. Ooh. Then you also have preseason action same day, or the next week, rather, where you have the New Orleans Saints and the Houston Texans. So they're trying to get some bang for their buck for the preseason broadcasts. Raise your hand if you pay attention to every single preseason game in the NFL. I see no hands going up with my special infrared glasses. No hands. If it's your team, you're paying attention, but otherwise, you're not paying attention. It's like somebody said to me, one of these days, the dang Eagles will win the Super Bowl. Oh, Leverman, are we in the same page? I hope in my lifetime I get to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl. But like most Philly fans, I'm not optimistic in that department.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.